Fedner dropped more than $1.7 million on 10 outdoor tourism initiatives in northern Ontario. On February 6, Thunder Bay Superior North MP Patty Haidu, the minister responsible for Fedner, announced the funding geared to provide more offerings and services to the region's tourism industry with snowmobile and multi-use trail development, in hiring a tourism professional, to map out a strategic tourism plan, and to upgrade various facilities and infrastructure. Camp Door, a Georgian Bay fishing camp on the Key River, netted $250,000 to support electrical, gas and water upgrades, as well as restroom, cabin and dock expansions to make the camp a four-season destination. Township of Sioux Narrows Nestor Falls landed $249,750 to support development of a 7-kilometer trail system for cyclists with a skills park, signage, a parking area and bike racks. Laurentian Ski Hill Snowboarding Club in North Bay received $220,960 to add signage and infrastructure to make the hill a year-round venue for adventure competitions, obstacle races, running, mountain biking, and hiking. Municipality of Sioux Lookout pockets $180,000 for its tourism diversification and infrastructure enhancement study that includes identifying local and regional partners and addressing local capacity needs. Sunset Trail Riders Snowmobile Club in the Kenora area received $175,000 to buy trail grooming equipment, install signage, and tend to 3 warming shelters on its trail network. Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs collected $167,798 to maintain and improve a trail bridge on the Tapa Trail near Dryden. Discovery Roots Trails Organization was given $130,500 to market North Bay Escarpment Trails. Northeastern Ontario Tourism accepted $123,500 to support the expansion of snowmobile tours with the implementation of the Gold Rush Tour, a 600-kilometer loop and the smaller Lumberjack Loop between Hearst and Temiscaming Shores. Atikokan Economic Development Corporation secured $122,556 to hire a tourism development coordinator, economic development officer for a 3-year period. Parry Sound Cruise Line obtained $100,000 for new dock and electrical systems and for lodging at Sandy Island, a site from where the excursion line will be able to launch tours and guided visits to the islands of Georgian Bay.